The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Dave Kellner, Rory DeLaghi and Mark Slater in the studio. We have flat racing from Ayr, accompanied by two jumpers on Thursday afternoon at Exeter and Worcester. And then we have an all-weather fixture in the evening from Wolverhampton. So four meetings to look forward to, something for everybody on Thursday. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Excellent form, fella. Excellent form. Just about getting over the fabulous performance by Trev.
Yeah.
And then after the storm, the rains came.
Mm.
But that bodes well, doesn't it? Because getting a bit of juice in the ground now. The old jumping's just starting to get the bud trickling through the old veins a little bit more. Some great racing to come Friday, Saturday over the larger obstacles. So it's all good stuff. I just feel there's an autumn feel about everything now. And I also feel, and I think I might have warned the listeners last week, watch out for when that rain comes, because hasn't there been some strange results last day or two?
There have, yeah, some big price winners.
Big prices, buddy.
Yeah.
This is the time when you need to tread carefully when that going changes. The ones that have been running through the summer, all summer, because it's been a good summer, on that good to firm or even faster ground or watered ground just to keep it safe, now they're going to get the hooves in a bit. There'll be some changes.
Mm. Good.
Just like there is here at William Hill on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Changes.
Yes. Well, change is as good as a break, as they say, or whatever the phrase is. So
I think that's how the hierarchy here at William Hill think, don't they?
I don't know.
We'll just change them instead of giving them a break.
Anyway, let's talk about some news and then we'll look ahead to Thursday's racing. Pimmy's got a few selections for us at Ayr, but we'll start with the big story as we record this, and that's that there is no plan B for Australia beyond Ascot on Champions Day, but he could have one of two options there. He could either go to the Queen Elizabeth II or he could go in the Champion Stakes. So, interesting reading.
Yeah, interesting reading. Basically, he doesn't tell us that iota, does it?
No.
You know what I mean? So, we'll just have to sit and watch this space and watch what the Aidan O'Brien camp do regarding Australia. But again, there's plenty more of good flat racing still to come, isn't there? Before, is it the November handicap that pulls down the curtain? We've got that staying handicap on Saturday, haven't we, at Newmarket, the Cesarewitch.
Yep.
That is certainly a race I always sharpen the pin for.
Yeah.
Because, core, that is a minefield, isn't it?
It's tricky at best, isn't it?
Very, very tricky. And again, if the rains come, it's even going to be more stamina sapping.
Yeah,
and,
one of the two.
Yeah. That could, again, take its toll. So, again, if you're having a bet in the Cesarewitch, unless you've got very, very strong views, I'd tread carefully and sharpen the old pin.
Yeah. So that's the news towards Champions Day. The last few days and weeks, Pimmy, I've been going through the form book for the jump season, and we're starting to see more and more stories surrounding that. As you mentioned, the ground's changed, so we're seeing some nice horses coming back out. There's a very good card at Newton Abbot on Friday and a good one at Chepstow as well, and we've got some news surrounding that. Barry Geraghty has tipped Beat That to have a decent crack at top staying on as the World Hurdle and the like. And that's interesting given that he rode more of that to World Hurdle success last year. So interesting comments from Barry Geraghty.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a lovely, lovely horse, this More Than That. And he's certainly the one that is going to go places, because he was fairly unexposed last year. I remember seeing him win a novice's hurdle at Wetherby by about a length, and McCoy coming in and saying, this is a very, very talented individual indeed. And he just kept going and going and going. And I think, again, the nice summer's break will have done him the world of good. And for me, the world's his oyster.
Yeah. another potential big clash that we've got this season is in the Tingle Creek side of Grugy could meet Sprinter Sacris, providing that all is well with Nicky Henderson's runner. And apparently side of Grugy's on course for the Tingle Creek, so that'll be a belter when them two meet again, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously we've got to take on trust that Sprinter Sacra comes back to the horse he was prior to last season, and if he does that, we're going to get some mouth quenching clashes between him and Sprinter Sacra. But again, it's interesting to see how he comes out of it. But Sardi Grugy took all before him, didn't he, last year? Certainly looks high profile. And again, if Sardi Grugy turns up on the day, Sprinter Sacra still might have to return to his best. So it's all to look forward to. It's all in the melting pot, so to speak. And there's a nice draw in, and you chuck another log on the fire and have another little tot, you think, happy days ahead.
Yes, good. Anything else caught your eye, Pimmy, in the news?
Very little, really, to be honest, Mark. It's that sort of little lull time, isn't it? We're just getting that little interim. Flat season's coming to an end. Again, we saw last night at Kempton two lovely, lovely horses in the shape of the full sister to Talent,
yep.
Trained by Rafe Beckett, and by the other lovely, lovely bred filly, Yarrow, a daughter of See the Stars. Now, those two, Forte and Yarrow, running 5.35 Kempton for less than $3,000. I mean, these two fillies are absolutely bred in the purple.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wonder how it all works, really. You know, I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, Forte's won a race, so she's proved his ability. Yarrow run with great great respect, you know what I mean, in staying on when the penny dropped. But you'd think that type of filly should be going bigger and better already, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Kempton do have some good maidens on there, and the maidens do tend to work out there, don't they? So
they do, yeah. They do usually stand up, that's for sure. But I just think it's a sign of the times that this is what's happening, you know. On the other hand, I suppose, at least with when you go to Kempton, you get the poly track, you know exactly what surface you're racing.
Yeah, I think that,
you
know, that plays a part,
that's the
it?
Other thing. Be interested to see how Wolverhampton settles down over the next few weeks, because that's started to kick in a little bit more now, isn't it? And yep. Then we've got the likes of Chelmsford Park next season as well. They've got quite a few fixtures given, so before long, we won't have grass.
Do you think?
It'll be gone.
Oh, dear. I dread to think of a day without turf racing.
It might be not that far away, young fella. Doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
Let's move on from that.
I think so, on that sad note.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's go talk about some racing that's still on the turf. We'll talk about
it. Yeah.
And we'll get your thoughts on the back of this, Bimmy.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, starting in as 240, which is a nursery for over 6 furlongs. It's obviously for the two-year-olds, and we've got a field of 10 here, Pimmy. And there's a couple of them coming into this in winning form, the likes of Captain Revelation and Mighty Warrior. We've also got a few interesting ones that step into nursery company for the first time. So what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that you've got one or two from sort of shrewdy stables coming forward. Named Asset from Jed O'Keefe takes his handicap debut. Explains, very interesting from me, travelling from Newmarket from the Martin Meads yard. Quinny has a debutante in a handicap in the shape of Heading Home. And down the bottom, we've got the Dodds runner, a Provado. And we've got the bottom weight Reassert from the stable that took this race last year, that have Tim Easterbis. But Kenny, the captain, had 9.7 last year, the top weight. This time, Reassert's bottom of the handicap with blinkers on for the first time with 8 stone on its back. So I don't think he'd be doing back-to-back wins in this soft drinks nursery. Goodness gracious me. Soft drinks. Goodness gracious.
It gets stronger later on in the card.
I hope so. I woman hope so. But yeah, interesting little race. Mighty Warrior came good last time out at Newcastle. That was in a 0-65 handicap. He's obviously gone up since then. Beat Chia, led 2 lengths. Good success by him. I think he'll like the ground, which is officially soft as we record. And the other horse that's in good form, Captain Revelation, he came good last time out at Ponty when he beat Lackaday by a head. And I thought he showed a very, very good attitude on that occasion, Captain Revelation. And I think despite him going up the weights, he can defy that penalty and more than likely put back-to-back wins together. So competitive, if not the best race in the world, to get proceedings underway at Ayr tomorrow. But I'm going to side with Captain Revelation.
Okay. Captain Revelation then in the 240. Onto the 410 next, which is a Class 5 handicap over 5 furlongs. This one's for the 3-year-olds, 8 of them in the lineup here. And Margaret's Gift comes into this in winning form after winning over this trip last time. Pimmy, do you see her having a good chance of following up here?
Yeah, it definitely does, yeah. Beat Thoganby Princess last time out by 2.25 lengths. That was a competitive little race at Beverley. Again, more than likely got different ground here tomorrow at Ayr. And I can tell you the track's been narrowed significantly on both sides, both on the stand side and on the far side. So more than likely wouldn't be much of a golden biased as far as that golden highway up that stands rail last time at the William Hill Western meeting.
Yeah,
that could have all gone now because really it sounds like they're racing up a single track road.
Yeah.
So that should eliminate, I think, any draw bias tomorrow. I thought Lexington Rose, it looked interesting. Brian Smart Source, he's coming back to some sort of form. That's visored for the first time tomorrow afternoon. The very much informed yard, David Amir, is represented by Scoreline. He's slightly disappointed, I thought, last time out behind Thadda Boy at Wolverhampton. But he could bounce back on the soft surface tomorrow. Frederica has been in good form for the Gary Moss yard, but I think his successes have been coming a little bit on the better ground as well. And Red Forever's trainer, Alan Barry, had a winner at Catterick yesterday. And that one knocked on the door of late, but the door hasn't quite opened. So, very competitive race indeed. Again, I'm going to look for something to put back-to-back wins together, and that's in the shape of Margaret's Gift.
Okay, Margaret's Gift then in the 4.10 and onto the 5.10 at Airway finish here.
By the way,
yes,
things have got stronger.
Yes.
That was the Guinness handicap.
It was.
More like it. More like it.
And then the final one is the Tenants Lager handicap. That's the 5.10. This is a Class 3 handicap over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older. We have 14 of them in the lineup here. And where do you want to start, Pimmy?
Well, I thought this was tricky, to be perfectly honestly. Very, very competitive 7 furlong handicap. I think Trixie Malone's interesting. He ran a cracker in defeat last time out, this fella at Leicester. And prior to that, had been in really good form, put 3 wins together. So interesting. Had a little bit of a break as well of 136 days, so would come here fresh and certainly would be in the mix tomorrow afternoon. You've got Bakateki, is that it? How do you pronounce that?
Bakatek.
Bakatek. Mm. Again, another Tim Easterman horse that put success his way last time out. And again, he could be interesting. Supports the hood again tomorrow, Bakatek. And again, he likes it here. Won over this course and distance last time. We saw him beat No Man Clegg by a length and a quarter. So again, he could be interesting, Bakatek. And another one with a very unusual name, Alexandra Kaktalakta.
Alexandra Kollontai.
That's the one, yeah. It's easy for you to say, isn't it, that? But he ran well when he was favourite last time, when finishing third at Hamilton Park in a 0-85 handicap. So that was fairly competitive, and he certainly didn't disgrace himself on that occasion. So I certainly could see him running a big race. But I'm going to stick with the Quinny runner here. Do you call it Evanescent or Evanescent?
Evanescent.
OK, well, we'll call it Evanescent. And again, for me, I thought he was unlucky last time out at Ponte Carlo because things just didn't pan out for him. He just got a little bit slow to go. When he got going, it was all too late. Admittedly, he got beat fair and square 5 lengths by Sun Raider, and I also think the ground might have been on the quick side for him there as well. So I think you could forgive him slightly. He might have underachieved slightly because he did win that race last year. But he came up against the Tartar in Sun Raider last time out. But I think a little bit of giving the ground tomorrow will suit him. And I think, again, he dotted up here at the time before last. He likes it round here. And I think the cut in the ground could be a big, big help to him as well. So, Evanescent it is for me in the final 7 furlong contest.
OK. Is that a thing from the Quinn yard about the softer ground? Because he's won on good to firm before and his wins have come on good, so...
You know, that's a personal opinion.
Yeah.
A personal opinion. Okay. I think he'll handle it. I think he might have found the ground at Ponte just a little bit quick for him last time out.
Okay.
So I think he might be suited by it.
Okay. Let's have a summary then, Pimmy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Ayr one more time.
Yeah, well, we're going to go for, in the opening race, or the 240, the soft drinks nursery, I'm going to go for the horse named after you, Mark Walton. Captain Revelation.
Good. Yep.
The Guinness handicap at 4:10. We're going to take a chance with last time out winner Margaret's Gift for Tim Easterby and David Allen. And in the 5:10, the Tennent's Lager Handicap, sticking with number 8, Evanescent, for the John Quinn Yard and Little Joe Toyle, who's great value for his £5. And if you're listening to this podcast on the day after today, so that'll be tomorrow, Thursday the 9th of October, we will know who has won GBBO.
Right.
Great British Bake Off. I've loved it.
Yeah?
Mary Berry.
You don't strike me as a baking
fabulous
fan.
Fabulous darling. Yeah. So we'll have the winner of that tomorrow. Can't wait. Happy days. And it'd be like a new star is born.
Right. I don't know if I agree with that, Pimmy, but...
I bet you're watching it tonight.
I bet you I won't be.
I bet you are. we'll be watching that a lot closer here in the Studio 29.
Right, okay.
In Kempton Park. That's
oh,
for sure.
Don't let the bosses hear that.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, what more do you want? You've got the Great British Bake Off. You've got plenty of racing to come, and it's all starting to warm up nicely. So good luck, Pimmy. And,
yeah, let's hope we don't warm up too much and burn it.
Yeah, we don't want a burnt cake. Thanks, Pimmy. Enjoy it on Thursday.
We will indeed.
So there you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 PM. It'll be Dave Kellner, Rory Delargy and Mark Slater in the studio. We have Ayr, Exeter and Worcester on Thursday afternoon, and an evening of racing on the Tapita at Wolverhampton. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.